Hey guys, and welcome to Chayan ATX Podcast, and thank you for joining us this week. This week, I have my friend Ernesto Llanas from Laredo, Texas. He is a hairdresser. He's been doing hairdressing for quite a while, and I took this time to meet at a Dunkin' Donuts, as funny as that sound, to kind of interview him for my students and for everybody who's listening. Hey Ernie, how's it going?
It's going good. Are you good?
I want you to tell my listeners that I did not force you.
You do not have a gun against my head right now.
I do not have any gun against his head. I did not write any death letters.
And we do not own the rights to the music playing in the background.
Just just so you know, for the record, Dunkin' Donuts is playing Love Me Like You Do and some other stuff for the record. Thank you for pointing that out. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Ernie a couple of questions just, you know, to get to meet him a little bit.
Very revealing.
Very revealing.
Questions, yeah.
We're going to put him on the spot. interrogating questions. I'm just kidding. So
provocative. Provocative question. This might get X-rated very quickly.
Oh, man. You might want to have to turn this off now.
Would you put your kids to bed?
All right, guys. So the first question is, how long have you been doing hair and how long have you been in this industry?
I've been doing hair for about 12, 13 years. And if you don't count the illegal hairdressing that I would do, I've been doing hair a little bit longer than that.
Add on about what do you mean illegal hairdressing?
Illegal hairdressing, I mean, my mom had a hair salon and she still does, but I used to do hair before I went to beauty school, so I would work at my mom's shop for a while.
All right. Did you get paid? Did she pay you?
Yes, actually, that was my way of getting money to go out with friends. So I would get a quick cash, do a couple haircuts, family and friends, and that's how I got money to go out. And, you know, I made a quick buck to go out with my friends.
All right. Awesome. And in this journey of hairdressing, right, as a cosmetologist, what is it you like most about this business? What's your niche? What do you like? What makes you you? What makes you want to come to work and do it every day?
There's days that I'm completely booked from 8 to 8, and I've never thought that it was a hassle or that it was a drag. And that's mainly because you get to connect with people on a deeper level other than just their haircut. You get to hear their personal stories or personal afflictions and struggles that they might be going through, and those connections is what keeps me going day in and day out.
That's interesting, because I've always told my students it's more than just a haircut. We're pretty much therapists. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree, and I've had situations where I am the first person in line that they tell their problems to, and there's been many times that they've told me, you know what, you're the first one that I tell you this, or I've had situations where they tell me, you know what, Ernie, don't tell anybody, but, you know, and then they end up, you know, revealing whatever it is that they want to reveal. But yeah, I am the first in line sometimes. And you as a hairdresser, you're going to discover that you are probably the first in line many times.
It's like hair therapy. Should we
therapy?
Should we be charging for this though? What do you think?
Probably be charging for advice,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like $30 for the haircut plus $20 for the consultation. That's on a deeper level.
If not, I'll be quiet for an hour, right?
Right. If not, I'm gonna tell you all your secrets.
I'm gonna go live real quick.
Oh wow, interesting. Let me see. I'm just actually thinking about questions off the top of my head. I didn't get them to write them down or kind of set up. I'm driving from, I'm driving from Austin and I'm meeting here my friend at Laredo. So the next question would be, would you like to tell our listeners, who else in your family does hair?
Who else in my family does hair? My mom does hair. She's been a hairdresser for a lot of years, actually. My brother, which went to beauty school with me, does hair also, and my sister is a barber also here in Texas, and she's been doing hair for about five six years. I don't know, maybe about 5 years, but yeah. I don't know.
You and remember? And your best friend, did you forget?
And yourself, actually. Yeah.
It's a whole family. Exactly. Of
hairdressers, and you know what, dinner conversations, you know, they get interesting, because you know, we all get to share our our stories in the dinner table when we get together at my mom's house, and it gets very interesting. And there's been many times where I've had a situation and I've called my brother, hey, you know what, have you ever had this situation with a customer? She came in with a certain issue and, you know, he'll be able to help me out. And same thing with my mom. You know, I've called my mom and I've told her that I'm dealing with a certain situation and she can help me out, and vice versa. You know, my mom, even though she's been doing hair for many years, she calls us sometimes and asks for advice. So,
yeah, and I tell this to my students, it doesn't matter the years of experience. It's, you gotta keep with the times, you know?
Keep up with the times. Yeah, you gotta remain relevant. You gotta remain relevant and keep up with the trends, no matter how wild and ridiculous you think it looks. It might just catch on fire. I remember when the balayage came out and telling my family, man, you know what, there used to be a time where we used to say, man, people are always going to come and retouch the root. Little did I know that they were going to start letting them grow out, and it became a trend. And no matter how ridiculous we thought it is or it was, it became a thing, and we had to, you know, keep up with those trends.
Yeah, so when you started doing your balayage, speaking on that topic, do you remember, because this is what I remember, that we had to tease the hair like crazy.
Okay, yeah.
And then having to rinse it out. You know what happens to tease hair when you wet it?
It becomes even more entangled.
Yeah, yes. It becomes a knot on the head. Do you remember those times?
Yeah, and you know what? I still do a lot of teasing on my balayage, but I've just learned to be a lot more patient, you know, as a... I mean, the customers are they know that it's going to take a while. If they go into my salon, they know it's going to be a 4 or 5 hour service. So, you know what? I don't even worry about it anymore. I take my time to detangle, and I put, you know, detangling serum or whatever.
Wait,
so
did
I
you
don't
say
even
45 or 425?
425.
Like 45 hours.
45 hours. Yeah, so yeah, customers know it's gonna be a while, so why even worry about it? Just take your time to detangle and take your time to, you know, make sure the balayage is blended. So,
yeah, I mean, hey, there's all these different techniques nowadays, right? To do balayage,
exactly.
All right, so would you like to share with our listeners your first client, whether it be good or bad, just your first client?
One of the first customers that I had was at beauty school. I'm sorry. And that customer, I was so excited to get started, and I was so excited to get my feet wet that I took her to the shampoo bowl. And for starters, I didn't even put a cape on her. So when I turned on the water knob for the shampoo bowl, I did not grab onto the hose, and the hose started, you know, ricocheting everywhere and got the customer wet. She wasn't wearing a cape. Yeah, keep that in mind. So I got her all wet, and I said, you know what, I'm sorry. So that was my first experience with a customer. That was back in beauty school. So
wow,
that was not a first good experience. So
first experiences, right? They can scare you away.
They can scare you, or they can, hey, you know what? After that, every customer of mine, I make sure they have a cape on before we go to the shampoo bowl, and I make sure I grab onto that water hose.
Oh, you won't forget that,
right?
You will
not forget, exactly.
Very similar experience here. All right. So how about, let's see. How about your first client who just wasn't satisfied? I'm pretty sure you've had plenty of those, because I had.
Yes.
We all do.
I remember one of my first customers, she showed me a picture, and she showed me about 10 pictures of all blonde hair. And so I took it upon myself to just foil her head, you know, without even going a lot of separation in between the foils. So I decided to foil her whole head. Judging on the amount of blondes that she showed me, I said, you know what, we're going blonde today. And so we did. And at the end of the service, she said, it's too blonde. It's too blonde. Then I said, hey, you know what, We can tone it down a little bit, and we ended up toning it down a little bit. And then she said, guess what? Now it's too dark. I want my money back.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's where if you're a new hairdresser, that is your first opportunity to set the tone for the rest of your career. Because if you give the money to that one customer, guess what? You're gonna have to give the money to every other customer you know that has an issue with your hair. So I said, I'm super sorry. I don't give money back, and we could refoil your head if you want to, but I'm not gonna give you your money back. So that's fresh. Even though it was many years ago, it's still fresh in my mind. It was just very devastating to me. You know, as a hairdresser, you want to do your best job, and you never think that they're going to be unsatisfied. So very unfortunate. I still think about that.
Yeah.
So now I make sure I ask a lot of questions, and, you know, even if they show me 20 blondes, I'm still going to say, are you sure you wanted this blonde? Are you sure you wanted like this picture? And are you ready to go this blonde? Sometimes they've never been blonde, and they think they could take on the look of being blonde, and when they see themselves in the mirror, maybe they're not ready. You know, they had a vision of themselves being blonde, and it just doesn't turn out the way they envisioned it. So sometimes it's not even your fault. It's just they're not prepared for it, and you as a hairdresser, you got to prepare them to go blonde. So
yeah, sometimes it's a gradual thing. You know, it's highlights over highlights,
exactly,
over highlights, until she,
exactly,
starts going blonde.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you got to prepare them, you got to prep them, and you got to, you know.
Same thing with going dark.
Same thing with going
dark.
Right,
with going,
exactly.
They've been blonde for so long, and then they go dark from one day to another. It's too dark. Like,
it's too dark. It might be too harsh on their eye. So that, or, you know, they might be satisfied, and when they go home, they're going to get greeted by their husband, and they're, guess what? The husband is going to get shocked. So now they're going to start questioning her, like, hey, man, you look too blonde. You shouldn't have done this. You should have done that. And they start doubting themselves. And when they start doubting themselves, guess what? First one to get the call is the hairdresser. Hey, you know what? I think you went too blonde. And sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes it's the husband told them something, the mom, the sister.
They planted that seed.
They planted that seed. And guess what? Now it's your fault. And this is, again, I go back to what I said earlier. This is why you don't give your money back. Because sometimes it's really not you. Sometimes it's somebody at home planting that seed.
Yeah. So thorough consultation.
Yes, of course.
All.
Yeah. Thorough consultation, and just make sure you cover all your bases as a business owner and as a hairdresser. You don't want to end up with, this is just an example of someone covering their bases. Is, if they ask for prices, make sure you say this is a starting price. You know, you don't want to surprise them at the end with, you know, something that's out of their wallet range. When you should have prepared them at the beginning by saying, hey, you know what, make sure you bring enough cash, because I don't know how much product we're going to use. Every bowl of bleach is going to be so and so, and the haircut's going to be this much, and the blow dry is going to be this much, and you got to make sure you prepare them for that price.
Yeah. Wow, that's very interesting. The next question is, have you ever had an issue with a coworker, and if you have, how have you resolved it? Like, you know, because sometimes I'll have, like, for example, in my example, right, where I have students who just, you know, are not vibing quite well. Like, how do you keep that professional? How do you kind of get your mind focused on what you're doing and not on what's going on around you?
The only way that I can properly answer that is to worry about your own energy and worry about your own vibes, you know, because if you're constantly worried about if someone likes you in the room or in the classroom or in the workplace, you're going to get into a funk, and it's going to start affecting your personality. And guess what? First ones to notice your personality is going to be your customer. You're going to notice that funk. And maybe sometimes you might not know it, but you're acting rude towards them. And guess what? All of that stemmed out from one of your coworkers being rude to you and affecting your energy. So best advice that I have is just, you know, do your own thing, vibe on your own level, and make sure you're vibing at a proper frequency, and, you know, take care of your own happiness. That's it. That's how you deal with the workplace. You know, don't worry about them.
Right. I know. I've had to, when I was at a salon, that same thing happened to me. I had to just kind of learn to stay in my lane, you know, and just kind of focus on my client, give my attention to the client.
Yeah.
The client is paying at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I mean, there's what making our clientele, they're making our business, they're making our payments pretty much. So
exactly.
That explains
they're paying
a lot.
The bills. They're
yeah.
paying the bills. And
in return, we're making them beautiful.
You're
so
making them beautiful.
Hand on hand.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, a couple of other questions I want to ask is, we're doing 15 minutes. We're checking the time here.
I thought you were reading the questions up.
No. So I don't have any questions. So I'm just kind of out of the blue. I just wanted two people to know you.
We're just ad-lib right here.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. You know, you just got to get, I took advantage of this
down
moment.
Dirty.
All right. So when you had your salon, you know, so as many of you all, you all may not know, some of you all may know, Ernie's had a salon for quite some time now. What made you jump to the transition of like being on your own? Were you scared?
Yes, I was, because I went from sharing bills with someone to basically paying everything on my own. And I had a big, pretty big suite, and the initial thought was, how am I going to pay so much rent? How am I going to pay renter's insurance? How am I going to pay light and everything else that comes with it? And I just took the plunge, not knowing how I was going to make it. I just knew that I was going to make it. And I was by myself for about 8-9 years before I actually went on to do booth rental, which was, I've only been doing that for several months now. So, but that is because my contract expired. But yeah, man, you just got to do it. Sometimes you don't know how you're going to do it. You don't know how you're going to pay bills. But you just do it. You put your head down and get to work and start making calls. And that's another thing that you probably need to learn as a student, that sometimes, you know, customers are not going to come to your door, to your chair. Sometimes part of being a hairdresser is sitting down, going through your contacts and making cold calls, making those text messages. How's your hair? How's your hair color? How's everything? How's your route? You know, and, you know, closing calls, making that appointment. So I did a lot of that when I was at myself. So, and I still do that. It is still part of my daily routine. Sometimes, even if you're in the restroom in the morning and you're about, you know, you're taking a number two, that's your opportunity to get a good 10 minutes to. That's true, man. I do a lot of that. A lot of cold call, a lot of cold text messages happen while I'm in the restroom.
You all hear it here first at Chayan ATX Radio. Well, that's, yeah. So a lot of times, I tell my students that, you know, like there's many paths. So I've always been asked, like, for instance, like, why didn't you start your own salon? Why didn't you, you know, get your own thing setting? There's a bit for everybody, guys. Exactly. So for instance, just like someone is a salon owner and you could work for someone, you can also do booth rental. You can always own your own business. You can always, there's so much you can branch out for. And that's not even covering, for instance, when you want to do work for an educator, you know, like a company or a brand, or there's so much more out of that. And sometimes people feel that once you're a hairdresser, that's it. That's all you. That's all there is. Mm-hmm. So owning a salon, having your own stuff. I mean, I do want to show this to my students that there's a lot more to do it. Exactly. So this is going to take me to my next question. Some of your clientele knows that the name Kyle Norms was your salon name.
Exactly.
Can you please let them know what Kyle Norms represents? That's interesting.
Kyle Norms is a combination of two names. The first one being Kyle. Kyle is an inside joke. Kyle was originated when we were younger. And we used to go to parties and get-togethers or meet new people. And me and my friends used to introduce ourselves with fake names. And mine was Kyle, you know, and it just stuck. Many years later, people would still just recognize me as Kyle. And it just stuck within my group of friends. So the second part of Kyle Norms was Norms. And Norms is my mom's name, Norma. So it just makes sense for me to put, you know, Kyle Norms, combine both.
That was actually pretty interesting, and I was there part of that.
A lot of those introductions, Manny was there, and so yeah, that's how it originated. That's where the name Kyle Norms came from.
Oh, nice. So, let's see. What do you like to do on your not so busy days? Like when you're not doing hair, what is it you love to do?
On my not so busy days, I am always busy. And that is one thing that I live by. And the reason why I'm always busy is because if you go to the gym And if you go to the gym often enough, you're going to, people are probably going to start asking you what you do. If you're in the sauna, if you're in the weight room and you start creating conversations with strangers, and next thing you know, they're going to say, hey, Memphis, what do you do? How come you're always here or whatever? And that's your opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I'm a hairdresser. Whatever you need, you know, here's my number. Here's my social media. Here's my Instagram. So just keep moving, you know, every opportunity, get down, you know. If you're at Starbucks, get down, don't go through the drive-thru, get down, get to know that cashier, get to know that waiter, that waitress. It's two types of people in this world. There's customers and potential customers. So on my downtime, there's really no downtime. There's always an opportunity to meet someone, to introduce yourself. So always be active. But I guess if I were to be forced to ask this question, on my downtime, I do go to gym. I go to church. You know, I do go to school also in the morning. So that's what I do in my free time.
All right. Awesome. So this question is going to be a little bit different now.
Okay,
so
go ahead. Curveball.
Curveball. If, let's say Netflix was to call you tomorrow and tell you, hey, we're going to go ahead and start a bio series of you.
Okay.
Who would play you?
Ooh.
I got you there.
I cannot play myself.
No, you can't play yourself. Okay. There has to be some actor that you would be, this person would play me.
Wow, that is a, I was not expecting that,
was that a big
question.
Curveball.
That was a big curveball. And what's his name for the guy from Ryan Reynolds, or what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds?
I guess so. I don't know why.
Ryan, funny guy. I can see it. He's a real funny guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. And he's
Looks like a real nice funny guy. Yeah.
I guess it'll be him.
Interesting. I'll let Netflix know.
I guess so. It'll be an interesting series, actually. So,
would it be interesting? Would it be drama? Would it be more like romantic, a comedy?
It would be a lot of comedy, I guess. But at the same time, it'll be a lot of romance. I consider myself very, I guess, a little bit of both. I can be very funny with friends, but at the same time, I can be very serious and, you know, down to earth. Not everything needs a big climax. I could just, you know, sit down, listen to music or whatever, you know. I go to, with my fiance, we're watching, you know, Netflix or having coffee, having dinner, you know, cooking dinner. There's really not that much excitement, but I can also do that, you know. I remember growing up, and me and Manny and my other friends, we would get together, and we didn't necessarily have to get, you know, rowdy or, you know, wild. We could just, you know, eat some ice cream outside our house, or go for coffee, or go for a walk, and I could do a little bit of everything. Yeah. So my Netflix would have probably a little bit of everything.
That's interesting. I know you're not going to ask, but mine would be the rock. Mine would be The Rock. I see the resemblance a lot.
True. Yeah.
All right. So
if
then,
you smell.
If you smell what Manny is cooking. All right. Favorite celebrity? I want people to know this about you.
Favorite celebrity, man. I don't know. That's a good question. If I were to be forced at gunpoint to answer this,
what's up with gunpoint and you?
I don't know, man. Right? It's a call out for help or something. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you all on that one. I don't have a favorite celebrity.
No favorite celebrity? Wow. Woman Crush Wednesday, maybe? Celebrity-wise?
Woman Crush Wednesday is my fiance, because if she hears this...
She'll come gunning for you, right?
Yeah, no, so my fiance.
Okay. You want to play it safe. Is that how it goes?
Safe. Yeah.
All right, hey, if you're hearing this, he's playing it real safe. All right. Another question I want to ask you is, if you had one superpower, what would that be? I'm throwing a lot of curveballs here. We got over the hair stuff. Now we're talking, about you. Who is Ernesto Llana?
Who is he? If I had a certain power, it'll probably be to go back and forth in time.
Like in time? Time.
Yeah, like time traveler.
Time traveler. How would you use that to all this? Like to today? Where would you go right now?
I would probably, like, how would I use it as a hairdresser, you mean?
No, just in general. I mean, unless you want a hairdresser, but yeah. Just in general.
Okay, I would probably go back and, you know,
style Washington's wig or something. Or...
No, or, you know, you could always create the styling chair, go back and create the shampoo bowl on your own, you know.
That's interesting.
And go back and, you know, start selling clippers.
Instead of the Marcel, it would be like the Ernesto.
The Ernesto, yeah, the Kyle. Start
Ernesto curling iron.
Kyle and Orms,
you have to put it on the stove and put it on the hair.
Instead of the peanut, it would be the walnut.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, that's probably how I would use my power. Nothing fancy. No, yeah, just I'd be a trillionaire by now or something.
And what are you most excited about in the future now? Like, what's in the future stored for Ernesto Llanas?
For Ernesto Llanas, there's a lot of personal growth when it comes to myself. I mean, I am engaged currently, so there's a lot of wedding planning going on. And
sorry, ladies, easy again.
So yeah, there's a lot of that going on, a lot of back and forth with me and my fiance about, you know, what are we going to do? How many people? What are we going to serve? What type of flowers and all that junk? So I just say yes. I really don't have an input. I tried.
You're like, yes, how much is it? Add it to the account.
Exactly. You know, I tried. I tried several times and she would knock down my idea. So I just let her kind of take over that. So anyways, so we're also, you know, planning to get a home and, you know, we're both in school. She's also going back for trying to finish her nursing career, and I'm trying to finish the physical therapy program also. So we're busy, man. We're busy. She also helps out at church, and we're there as much as we can, trying to help them out. So we're busy. We're busy individuals, and at the same time, because you know, we do work. So she works at church, and I work at the hair salon. So we keep ourselves busy.
Okay. Hey, sorry guys about the background. I can hear a lot of it here as we're speaking, but hey,
sounds
we're making like, the best of it.
It's like an alien or alien versus predator.
Oh, we're being under attack. Yeah, so this pretty much sums up our podcast today. So
stay tuned. Yeah, it might
stay
be
tuned. We might definitely have, I would love to, like, you know, get this a little bit more organized and planned out, and like maybe a couple of other questions that I did not ask. But
maybe your students could probably post questions.
Definitely. Hey guys, if y'all have any questions you want to know about Ernie, any questions having to do with hair and how he got started and how he started his business and stuff, definitely feel free to leave some messages in here and we'll get back to you. But I'm so thankful.
Thank you
that you were able to take the time.
No, man, you know what? Thank you. And you've been bringing it up several times. And I just want to say thank you for thinking that I'm an interesting person to interview. But thank you, man. We should do it again soon.
Yeah. This is Ernesto Llanas. And this sums up our podcast for this week. Thank you, guys.